Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's show has been brought to you by Roberta's Pizza, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Erin Fairbanks, host of The Farm Report. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Say it ain't so.
It's my goodbye show.
Oh, Mike. Man.
So I'm going to use my sexy voice.
Oh, man.
Is that the sexiest
this
voice
is,
you've ever heard?
The goodbye Judy Maguire show, the end of an era. It's also Christmas, though, and you love Christmas.
I love Christmas, so it is a mixed bag. It is sad and it is happy. And some of my favorite people have joined us in the studio today. My friend Dan drove us here from Jackson Heights.
All right, Dan. And our very first guest ever on the Mike and Judy Show, back when we were still the Mike and Judy Show.
Hey,
welcome,
guys.
Lux.
Lux is here.
Glad to send you off.
And Lux is no longer in the porn business. She's been out on the road doing comedy.
Yeah, I actually just got back from doing my comedy show, The Wonderful World of Boning, in five different New England cities.
So you really haven't gotten out of the gutter quite yet.
No, no. I mean, it's sex ed comedy. It's still about
sex
fucking.
Sex ed comedy. What's going on with the keyboard there, Liberace? I'm hearing you. Yeah, you're on. That's the great Mickey Finn on keyboards.
Thank you so much for coming to my live show,
let it rip.
Mickey Finn.
You can turn it up a little bit if you want. That's a lovely menorah you have there. It's very Liberace-esque. That's good. It's a little bit more gay than Jewish, but it's nice. We like it. And Lynn Vaughn is here from the Garden State Social Club and beyond. Say hello. Get right on that.
Hello there.
And she's going to sing some Christmas music for us today.
Yay. I love Christmas music, as you know.
And who else is here?
My friend Blair from STFU Parents.
Shut the fuck up, parents.
Hello.
Who holds the record for the most downloaded, listened to episode of the Mike and Judy / Arts and Seizure show?
All credit to you guys.
No, really credit to for you showing up on the Today Show, okay, to talk about your book. So
to talk about placenta prints.
That's true. On TV.
I grossed out a parent last night by telling her about people making placenta smoothies and placenta casserole.
It's a good trick. It's a party trick. I do it all the time myself.
So, hey, Liberace, before we get going here, can you give me something triumphant, a little ode to joy maybe or something? Turn that thing up, because I have something special for you, Judy. What could it be? This is...
It's a placenta.
For you.
Oh,
this
my God.
Is... This is for Judy Maguire. This is, if you can't have Radio Land, this is a beautiful giant pink trophy that says, The Mike and Judy Show Arts and Seizures Most Valuable Player.
Aww.
I love this. Thank you.
So true.
And no, Lux, that's not a dildo on top. That's actually a microphone, which represents our craft here.
This is the best present ever. I actually have a little something from you, for you, from you.
It's a free gift.
No, it's a custom-made gift. I'll tell you about it when you open
okay.
it.
Okay, and we're still here.
I know, I didn't make it, so it's good.
What is today, like the sixth day of Hanukkah or something like this? Usually in the sixth day of Hanukkah, I'm like down to like a rubber band. It's like a gift or, you know, a paper clip or something. You know, you start out being disappointed by not getting the slot cars that I always wanted. But by day three, it's like, well, I got shaving cream on day four. So you
right,
can see
yeah.
you can see where this is all headed. Okay.
I think you're going to like this.
It was very nice shaving cream, though, I should say, imported. But let's see what we have here. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Judy.
This is by our friend Lisa Carver.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic.
Who painted you and your lovely girlfriend.
Yes, as she's electrocuting me in a chair.
Christine was nice enough to send me some pictures. And so Lisa picked the one she liked best.
It was a conspiracy, in fact.
It was. But
awesome. Well, that is extraordinarily awesome. Christine Montreal, can you see that? There it is.
Something for your new apartment.
All right.
This is almost as big as my Christmas tree.
That Christmas tree is pretty major. I saw that.
My Christmas tree, I got a new apartment, and I was like, oh, it's so big, I can get the biggest tree. And I really can't.
Yeah,
but
you did. You can and you did.
I did, and it's...
But unfortunately, you have a lot of balls.
I have a lot of balls. I could use some more lights, but I
have tree envy.
You can come over and frolic under the tree anytime.
Look, Smokey Bear is tree envy. Have you seen that thing? You still rocking the motorhead ornaments?
Oh, yeah. Two motorheads. Still intact as when I left. There have been a few sacrifices to the cat gods already, but only like two. I put the Unbreakables down below, so... Hopefully there won't be too many fatalities.
Oh, crazy. Well, how about some Christmas music? Why don't we just get right into the spirit before I start crying ridiculously? I can't believe you're going, say it ain't so.
I am transfixed.
If we can
trophy.
Raise $10,000 on today's show, will you stay?
Oh, I'll
what
stay.
If we get a bus to go from
I've been in touch with Elon Musk about the Hyperloop, getting it from Jackson Heights right here to Bushwick, and actually you'll get here before you leave. That's how fast the thing is.
Yeah. Wow. It's just like it's an hour commute each way on a, you know.
Sad music, Mickey. Sad music.
Yeah. He can't keep up with the many emotions.
You should play that. Pizza.
And pizzas.
Play Christmas Time Is Here from Charlie Brown. It's simultaneously sad and Christmas.
That's right. It's like the tragic mitzvah. See?
This is a delicious little stinker pizza, which is my favorite.
And we have plenty more coming.
Good.
It's really good. It's a little snazzy little bit of spice.
Well, Lynn Vaughn, before we get into the pizza, maybe you'd like to sing us a song.
Okay.
There you go. Get yourself together. Mickey, you might want to turn up a little bit because...
There's going to be some belting going on here.
What are we doing? Lynn's going to do a little Blue Christmas, I think. Yeah, you can get right up on that thing. I know it's a tricky thing. But...
All right. Judy, we're going to miss you so much.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you, Judy. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on your gigantic Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue Christmas. Blue Christmas with your giant tree and your very tall man. But I'll be sad, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when those blue heartaches are hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but now have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Oh, I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Thank you, Lynn Vaughn and Mickey Finn.
There's something in my eye.
Drown our sorrows in pizza.
There's something in my eye. Well, far fucking out. That was really wonderful. Judy, don't go.
I'm gone.
This show is going to suck so much without you.
I'm gone.
You've been propping up this whole operation for 146 shows.
Have you gotten a Judy cutout made yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Just like a giant cutout.
At least.
Or a doll with a string that
exactly.
you pull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just
like,
you can
Mike,
do a little recording.
Mike, don't go there.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I mean, I'm waiting for the Judy, Judy hologram.
Oh, that'd be good.
I mean, we have the technology.
Yeah.
We should.
We could get a projector in here.
So, Judy, I think you'd like to sing a song.
No, not really.
You love to sing. Sing us a song. It's your last
show. I don't really... I think my singing days are over. Oh, don't get me going, Mickey Finn. My favorite Whitney Houston song. It'll make me cry, though, because Mabel's dead. This is my cat's favorite song. She would come running from wherever she was.
Aww. Well, the Pope said...
I believe the children are future. That's it. She loved Whitney.
I mean, who doesn't?
Well, I know you're not a believer, but the Pope said that dogs and cats, pets, go to heaven.
Yes. That's great.
So that's great. I don't know if Mabel, what her faith was, but she might be up there listening to you sing to her. Right.
I've been aware of that since all dogs go to heaven. So I don't know what took him so long.
Everyone gives this Pope so much credit, but it's just because he's not a rotten little Nazi like the last one.
Yeah, which does kind of put in stark contrast.
Yeah,
anybody who says
good.
Anything reasonable.
We just have a very low bar for popes.
Yeah.
We're like, you're a human being. Amazing.
Yeah, wow, you didn't spend like 30 years covering up for sex offenders.
It's like how
you're so great.
It's like how we treat men who admit that rape is wrong.
Such heroes. That's a very heroic stance.
I'm against it.
You're so good. You're so good. You're like
a feminist.
Also
racism, against it. Absolutely. And poverty, against it.
Oh, God. Anyway, but it's been a great... How long? 3 years?
3 years. Well, this is our fourth year, actually.
Wow. We were so young when we started.
Jeez, wow. Louise, I had hair.
Lex was like 13.
I know.
She was an up-and-coming pornographer.
Judy wasn't even a blonde yet.
I know. It was back during the dark years.
So much has changed. The Mike and Judy timeline.
So many memories.
So many members of the awkward date table. These people look pretty happy.
Yeah, they've been together for a while. I really wish we had like a fight for my last show. Maybe they'll clean up pretty quickly. Blair, what do we have to look forward to from parents this Christmas? That's always
yeah.
Like,
it must be a great Christmas thread.
I just posted about the egregious pictures of all the stacks of gifts that parents like to post.
Yes, my ringtone is I'm too sexy.
It's very scandalous in here. There are a lot of pictures of that I try to tell people to avoid of the gift wall. You know, like you take all the gifts and you stack them and you see how tall the wall can be, and then you take a picture and you do like a hashtag blessed kind of a thing. And it's supposed to be, look at all the people who, grandma and grandpa and everybody gave all the gifts, but really it just looks like you're just like spoiling the shit.
A greedy little shit.
Well, it combines both my two most hated things of consumerism and children.
And showing off about both of those things.
Sorry, guys. This is Liz in the booth.
Liz,
we have a special call just for you, Judy.
Oh, who is it?
Is it the Pope?
I hope it's the Pope.
Caller, are you there?
That sounded so professional. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Who is it?
Oh, I recognize
Richard.
It's Richard. It's Richard the Jew Manitoba.
Oh, Richard Manitoba.
And now it's Mikey's turn to cry. Mikey's turn to cry. Listen, this is going to be like Sonny, the Sonny Show.
Thank you, Richard.
What are you doing? What, did you hit it big to leave a guy like Mike Edison? You cannot treat a man like Mike Edison in such a manner.
I'm treating him very nicely.
Where are you going? What are you doing? What, McDonald's had an opening?
I moved out to Queens, and it's a schlep. You should have, you don't even like to go to Brooklyn, and you live in the East Village. I moved all the way out to Queens, and it takes me an hour to get here, an hour commute.
Oi.
You understand. Come on.
I walked 12 miles to school when I was a kid. What are you talking about?
You got some
with
good
no socks and no shoes.
Well, happy Hanukkah. Thanks for calling in.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. Let's get something straight between us. You moved to Queens. The show is in Brooklyn, and that's too much work for you to do once a week?
For a half-hour show, a two-hour commute is... It's a little bit much, and I've been doing it for 3 years.
I think it's time to move the show to Queens.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I have to do.
Maybe you could get a restaurant that has sugar substitute.
Or find someone with a bigger Twitter following.
That's right. Richard came to Roberta's, and they did not have sugar substitute because Roberta's is, like, organic. Roberta's. Like, you're not going to get your sweet and low here.
I know. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, what you lose on the swings, you make up on the merry-go-round. The pizza's pretty fucking good.
Oh. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah, boss.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy Hanukkah to you, Richard.
Good Yontif. I haven't seen you in forever, baby.
All right. Well, we're going to... Maybe next year in Jerusalem, all right?
Well, listen, Judy, we cherish you, and we're going to miss you greatly. I don't know what Mike's going to do to fill in. It's going to be like he's going to have to get, like, an A-Rod to fill in or something.
Exactly.
Because you're Derek Jeter.
And we see how that's working
anyway,
out.
Anyway, I love knowing you, and I love being on the show with you, and l'chaim, and good luck to whatever you do.
Thank you so much,
right.
Richard. Have a great day.
Thanks, Richard. From the Dictators, everybody. All right. Speaking of Jews and Christmas, we were just talking the other night. You know, all the Jews did write all the great Christmas songs. Basically, what Hanukkah is, basically, it's like a religious land grab, I'm feeling, you know. It's basically, you know, it's like Messiah envy, and somehow Jews being Jews, they figured out how to, like, co-opt the holiday without actually buying into the Santa and the Jesus stuff.
I don't know why they wouldn't buy into Santa. I mean, Santa seems like a...
Well, because he gives gifts, and, you know, and Jews are cheap. You know why it's traditional to give chocolate coins on Hanukkah? Because they're cheaper than real coins.
And they last forever.
So I thought I would sing a song before.
Are you going to serenade me?
Perhaps you can call it a serenade if you like. I don't know the Yiddish word for serenade, but I'm sure there is one. But speaking of Jews, this was a song made popular by everybody's favorite uncircumcised hillbilly, but written by a couple of Jaimes right here from Brooklyn, Lieberstein and Stolerwitz. So give me my note, Professor. Well, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. Well, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. You've been a real good girl, Judy, and Santa Claus is back in town. Well, I got no sleigh with reindeer, no pack on my back. You'll see me coming in a long black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas, Judy, and the snow is coming down. You've been a real good co-host, and Santa Claus is back in town. Well, hang up your pretty stockings and turn down the lights. You'll see me coming down the chimney tonight. Yeah, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. You've been a real good girl, and Santa Claus is back in Hammy Town.
Getting
in on the Christmas action. Can you dig it?
I think you're getting the Christmas gift of this awkward date table is getting increasingly awkward.
Oh, really?
Are they like,
come on.
It's getting, I don't think they're
fighting. All right. We've got another round.
At us. I think they're a little off put.
Another round of surprise call in guests.
Hold it. Another call in.
Who else is calling in?
Two guests. Two very special guests.
Everybody's
callers, are you there?
I thought they were all in this room right now.
Judy, it's Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I'm sorry I can't be there. I'm going to miss you so much, though. You're one of my favorite people I've ever met.
You're going to miss me so much you couldn't make the train ride from Best Buy.
Well, you know,
Judy, it's Aaron, too, and I want to tell you there's actually no train from Best Buy to Bushwick.
That fucking cop killer.
Is that Erin I hear in the studio?
She's on the phone with you. It's magical. This is like the most high-tech moment in Heritage history.
Is that Jack Inslee?
Well, wow. Judy, we just thought we'd make a little Judy sandwich, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's Jack Inslee, producer of The Stars, and Erin Fairbanks, the executive director of the Heritage Radio Network, who will be very happy. I now remind you that it is the season of giving.
Yes, and so everyone should support Heritage Radio Network.
It is listener-supported radio. We depend on you guys to keep this thing running. And right now, if you send in some dough, our friends at Fairway Market are going to match it. So click donate and send some dough. And Judy will be gone, but I'll be here and I still need to eat pizza. So please send us some dough.
Or just send money to Judy McGuire.
Yeah, you can do that. PayPal's my friend.
Save Judy. It's a Save Judy campaign 2015.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for calling, you guys. I love you both. You know that.
I promised
love
her a helicopter.
Love you, Judy.
All right. Jack and Erin, Heritage Radio Network, our corporate masters, such as they are.
Well, is there more Christmas music coming?
We have more special guests. Oh, God. This is like unbelievable.
We have Boxtopus.
Boxtopus stepped in, too.
It is a true cavalcade of stars.
Judy, this is Don Von Jovi.
Oh, my God, you're so handsome.
You know, I could come all the way out here from Jersey. You can't come from Queens.
And Dave came all the way from England, right?
Dave?
Oh.
Who's that?
Oh, sorry. Oh.
No, this is my friend, Punchy George.
Right, thanks a lot. What, do I got to step up to the mic?
Punchy George came all the way across the pond. This is like the next British invasion here.
I could come all the way across the pond to come here.
And you can't make it from Jackson fucking Heights. I got to tell you, I don't think you're winning the sympathy of...
You're just depriving your fans.
I know, everyone thinks I'm lazy now.
I know, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Do we have another set of headphones for Punchy George?
No, they can hear themselves. They're cool.
You're all right.
You're all right there, my British friend.
Potatoes in my ears, anyway.
Don Bon Jovi, what are we going to hear today?
We don't really have any Christmas material. But, right around this time of year, that's because our women, they don't want presents. They just want us. All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, my baby don't want presents. She wants to make love all day long. She don't need Santa with a sack of gifts. She needs a man who's retard strong. I gotta keep my retard string to love you all Christmas long.
Retard string.
I gotta keep a retard string to love you 12 days strong. Yeah. Baby, I got big glass balls on my tree. Woo! Well, I gotta eat lead paint chips instead of Christmas cookies. She don't want presents or anything. She just wants a lot of nookie. I gotta keep my retard string to love you all day long.
Retard string.
I gotta keep my retard string to love you all Christmas long. I said I'm retard strong. I'm retard strong. Gonna love you 12 days long. I said, yay! I love Santa.
I like cookies.
Elves are scary.
It's green.
Candy cane. We miss you, Judy.
Yeah!
You were
born in a manger.
Woo!
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And as always, it is still, with you or without you, the fastest show on the internet today. But before we go, Boxtopus, you're playing on Boxing Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You were pointing at me to say something.
Because you're the British person.
Right. So this coming Boxing Day, which we all know the meaning of Boxing Day, we're playing at Ankh Saloon at 9 o'clock.
At Ankh's?
Ankh Saloon.
The fuck is Ankh's?
Ankh's Saloon.
Angst? Hanks. I see. Hanks. Hanks in Brooklyn. Right. Hanks in Brooklyn over there, 3rd Avenue in Atlantic.
Boxing Day.
Well, I'm going to try to
all
make it
cool
out for Boxing Day.
All the cool things happen in Brooklyn. So nothing cool happens in Queens.
Oh, I love Brooklyn.
Except for Judy.
I love Brooklyn. Well,
and Dan.
Listen,
my friend Dan.
You were in Queens for about 10 fucking seconds before. It was like, Queens is the new best place in the world.
I know. Cool follows me. I lived in Williamsburg. Look what happened there.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for that. We're all thanking you for destroying Williamsburg.
The East Village before that.
We shall know you by the swath of hipsters in your wake. Mickey Finn, it's beautiful.
I'm going to miss Mickey perhaps most of all, next to you. And Liz.
And Jack and Aaron and Lux.
Am I the most frequently booked guest?
Yes, you are.
You're on a very short list of extremely talented people. And one before we go, Judy, what was your favorite moment of the last 146 shows of the Mike and Judy Show and Arts and Seizure?
Aside from the present company when they were on our shows, it would have to be either Princess Superstar doing the Christmas rap.
Live in the studio.
And the dating game with John and Christina from Boss Hog.
It's Mickey Finn's Boss Hog featuring Spencer and Christina Martinez.
Mickey Finn's Boss Hog, and that the long married couple lost to the long broken up couple in the band made my day. That was very funny.
That was my fault.
He was feeding them the wrong answer.
Well.
But it's been a good run, and I loved being here and co-hosting with you, Mike.
I love you, Judy. Well, I'm so glad I wish. What's the Carol Burnett song? I should have planned that. I'm so glad we've got to spend this time together. We could have learned that one.
We could have. We could have duetted that.
We could have. Well,
it's been the fastest. It's been the fastest fast hour.
I'll tell you what. It's been the fastest 146 episodes.
And now we're going out to, like, awkward silence.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got some outro music. Liz, why don't you hit the outro music? And once again, thanks to Judy and Boxtopus and Blair and Lux and Mickey Finn and Liz in the booth and Jack and Aaron.
I mean, you and Stephen Colbert are going out on the same week.
I know. He totally copied me.
Totally.
Happy trails, Judy.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.